Cthulhu, Amma Vaad. Last week we were upon the Sunan regarding the folding the arm. One of the brothers said, we were reading it, we were hearing it, but we did not see them being demonstrated. Although they were demonstrated, but perhaps some of us did not see. Some of the women say, we didn't see what you were doing, you were just hearing what you were saying. And there is no difference between those of us who are here and those who will only hear you later on. And because this area is an area many of the people make a lot of mistakes, so we thought that it would be beneficial to spend a little time at the beginning of the class today to do that. Inshallah. The matter was about folding the arms in Salah. We discussed that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, إِذَا قَامَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ, when he stands up to pray, اِعْتَدَلَ قَائِمًا, he stands, alayhi salatu wa salam, balanced. Is not, alayhi salatu wa salam, inclined towards any of the directions. Not towards the right, not towards the left. He stands, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mu'tadilan. Al-Imam al-Nawawi, rahimahullah, we mentioned to us that he said this is from the istishbab, from the aspect of the things that are encouraged in salah, is that every part of us, including the feet, should be in the direction of the Qibla. And that our minds should be prepared to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We shall come to that today, inshallah. So when we do that, and we set qiyam for the person standing in salah, for the person who is able, and who is not prevented, he is able, he is sound, and he is not prevented by a preventive. It is from the arkan of salah, from the rukun, from the things that when the individual does not do it, baqalat salah to who? His salah becomes invalid. Is that he stands in salah. And you know, arkan are essentially part of salah, different from shurut. Those shurut are those things that when you don't do it, you don't have salah. But they are not essentially part of the salah, shurut. But the arkan or rukun is something that is in itself part of salah. So standing in itself is part of salah. It is from the arkan of salah. When he stands more, Tadilan alayhi salatu wasalam, like Allah commanded us, qanitin, not kusala like munafikun. Munafikun stand tired in salah. They are tired. So they are relaxed in salah. All right. Munafikun. May Allah protect us. They are tired in salah. Qamu kusala. Kusala is the plural of kaslan. They stand tired in salah. Like tired people, forced to pray. Of course, they did not pray because they want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They pray because they want to please the people. That's why some of the early Muslims say, لَوْ لَبْنَا مَا صَلَّى الْمُنَافِقِ. If not for the people, the munafiq will not pray. The munafiq will pray for people. To see, يُرَعُونَ النَّاسِ. But the mu'min, he stands qanitan lillah. He stands khashi'an li rabbil alamin. He stands firmly in salah, balanced. And then after that, he raises his hand. Along with it, he says, Allahu Akbar, along with the raising. The raising will come equal to the shoulder or to the ear low. Allahu Akbar, or Allahu Akbar. And we mentioned three ways the individual could do it. We could say, along with raising the hand, Allahu Akbar, they go together. Or, Allahu Akbar. Or, Allahu Akbar. That is, you raise the hand, and then you say what? Allahu Akbar. The three ways they are allowed. There are ahadith regarding them. We read them. And we knew the rulings of this. Raising, saying the takbir is also from the arkan of salah. That's why it is called Takbiratul Ihram. We repeated this. So, but raising the hands itself is from the Sunan of Salah. We said some of the ulama say it is from Wajibat. Like Al-Imam Ibn Khuzaymah and others. It is from Wajibat. That appears stronger than saying that it is from Sunan. Because the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam was not known to have prayed except that he raised his hands in Salah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after the basic ruling about his actions in Salah is that he is describing to us something that is obligated. There are other technical matters surrounding. But the least opinion to say about raising the hands itself is that it is from the Sunan of Salah. The least in Sunnatu Mu'akkada. Otherwise, if you say wujub, you have Salah. Amongst them, Ibn Khuzaymah rahimahullah. Al-Hafiz Ibn Hajar mentioned that in Fathul Bari. So we raise the hand. Allahu Akbar. We said in the last class, there are a group of people who drop the hand. This is not correct. It is not from the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad. Say Allahu Akbar. Some people will still fold the hand, but they drop it first after saying Allahu Akbar. So they say Allahu Akbar and they drop the hand. They now fold the hand. It is not reported from the Prophet too, like that. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What he will do is, he will say takbir, he will raise his hand and then fold his hand. And the ulama, like I heard you, it was being said when I just came in. The a'imma say, the sahaba and the tabi'un, and the a'imma amongst them, they never had an opinion that we should drop our hands in front of them. Far not, it's more of a serious matter than we say here. Sadlu and al-qabd, it's something people fight about. But al-ifdal, as it is also called, it's not from the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad. If they ascribe it to al-imamu Malik himself, ulama say the correct thing about him is that he views that the hands to be folded in a They have two things with which they say that. That the correct opinion from Malik is that we should fold our hands. The first is that in Mu'awiyah Imam Malik itself, and Imam Malik rahimahullah reported the hadith of Sa'al ibn Sa'id as-Sa'idi that I heard of being rehearsed to us. The hadith of Sa'al, that كان الناس يؤمرون أن يضع الرجل يده اليمنى على ذرائه اليسرى في الصلاة. This hadith, Al-Imam al-Bukhari himself has reported it in his Sahih with the isnad of Al-Imam Malik. And it occurs in Muwatta. It is unheard of, it is not known of A'imma, that they will report a hadith from the Prophet Muhammad. And then they will now act upon it. They are not like that. What one machine to Yakbasin town was the dance of Anabi Weir. You should see a follow up on your tank, we laugh and we believe you. May Allah protect us. So, Imam Malik, for that reason, ulama say the correct thing from him is that he would fold his hands in Salah. The second reason is that he also, Rahimahullah, he made a tabweed in Muwab based on that hadith that the Sunnah is to fold the arms. So he reported it, and he gave a thick copy. So how then will he do the opposite? But still, it is said that it is reported of him that Sahab from Ibn al-Malik, if we have the book Al-Mudawwanatul Kubra, it occurs in it. He has a student, Ibn al-Qas. He will ask him, Imam, what is it? He will give say, he writes it. So it is reported in that. He will drop it. Ulama say, okay, that doesn't make evidence. What makes evidence is what? The Prophet Muhammad. In terms of the Prophet Muhammad. to بعد التكبير we make القبض أو الوضع. We either place the hands like we will describe. So we say Allahu Akbar. And then we have four ways. Let me go like that. To fold our arm in salah. Four ways. These four ways are divided into two. These four ways are divided into two. And there is no difference between males and females in the matter. Ulama Aqidah, Hafiz ibn Hajar said, and others. No difference between males and females in this matter. So when we say Allahu Akbar, we fold the hand such that one palm occurs on the other palm. One palm occurs on the other palm. One palm on the other palm. And what would he say? One of the companions said, رضي الله عنهم, رأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم في الصلاة. فوضع يمينه على شماله. يمين شمال. وضع. So this is how to make al-wab. Obelelori. Put it on it. Yes. Yes. When you make al-wab, don't let it come towards the left side of your wrist. Let it be the palm on the palm. Don't intersect the finger. This palm on top of this, because they did not say intersection. One palm on it. They did not say at tashbik. There is the area where tashbik is sunnah, after salah. From the sunnah of salah, from the sunnah after salah is that you make tashbik. Think about it, you say, yama so ika, yoki kabora wara sunnah. You don't do make a tashbik before salah. Tashbik before salah is haram. Tashbik after salah is sunnah. Inshallah, we'll come back to that. So they did not say shabbat. He made tashbik. Nah. So you place the palm on this palm. Like that. Don't forget that you are ilah in salah. Call any time. You place. The second way regarding the palm on the palm is that you hold the palm. Akhadha shimalahu biyaminihi. You hold. This is the left palm. You hold the left using the right. And you place it on your shoulder. You hold the principle. You did not intersect the thumb. You hold, you place it. So one way, the palm over the palm, or the palm holding the palm. That is regarding palm and palm. Then there is al-yad, al-azhar al-kaf, back of the palm, wal-ruf, the ruf is the wrist, What comes between the wrist and the elbow? I heard that twice. I said, what comes between the wrist and the shoulder? So I was touching the elbow, but I was talking about shoulder. I was touching the elbow, but in my mouth I was mentioning shoulder. It happens a lot. So the side is what is between the wrist and the elbow. So wherever on that you place the fingers, you have made tasbih of the hadith. So the second way is placing this right palm on Zahari Kaf, the back of the left palm, or rusk, your wrist, what side. The rest on it, on the other part between the wrist, off your wrist, towards your elbow. Placing on it. Can you really place? You bring the two to your chest. You see how you relax, you will be in salah. Be very relaxed. If that first rak'ah will last 1 hour, you will be ready for it. It is one of the things that is reported of one of the A'imma who encouraged al-irsad, rahimahumullah, that you can make irsad if you want to relax in salah. You can make al-wab if you want to relax in salah. It's a wrong statement. May Allah protect us. But this is usually wrongly done. Before we talk about the wrong, the second way to do this form is grabbing the wrist. So you have this palm on top of the left palm, the right palm on the left palm, grabbing the wrist and the thigh. Grab. The left, the right palm on the left palm, grabbing the thigh. You'll be very relaxed. Grab. Two things are common. Some people try to employ this hadith, they grab there. It's wrong. He did not tell us to place the sa'id on top of the cup, yet ala zahri kaf wa rusk. A'imma say so. Like I mentioned last week, Al-Imam Shawkani gave that explanation. Cool. The Imam Sindhi gave the explanation in his Taliq on Sunan al-Nasa'i. Cool. And Sheikh Muhammad ibn Adam al-Athiyuthi, cool, gave that. Before all of them, Badruddin al-Ayn in Umdatul Qari. Before all of them, Badruddin al-Ayn. And before Badruddin, A'immatu al-Shafi'iyah. The A'imma amongst Mazhab al-Shafi'iyyah, they explained this hadith, they said this is what it means. They did not say we should grab like this. See some of our brothers standing salah, they grab the flesh just before the elbow on the arm. I think in anatomy they say that a bone, they are called radius. Are you? The flesh covering the radius. They grab it. And then, they also like to put it on the chest. Will that person be relaxed in salah? He will not be relaxed. This shoulder will be burdensome to him. The second way, and that's common with Jama'at al-Tabligh, they employ the smallest finger and the thumb, they grab the wrist with it, and they place three fingers on top of the side. They want to combine al-wadu and what? Al-akh. They are two different hadiths. You work with each of them differently. The one who saw him akhada reported ra'aytuhu ya'akhud. The one who saw him making wadu said, I saw him making a wadu. So taratan yada'u wa taratan ya'akhud. Like he himself said regarding the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So these are the ways to handle it. The third thing we mentioned also is regarding where do we place the arm. I hope this is clear. The first way to fold the arms is to place the right palm, the left, the right palm on top of the right. This was what he saw Ibn Mas'udin do, alayhi salatu wasalam. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Abu Abdi Rahman, once he prayed, al-Imam al-Nasa'i reported the hadith. The fara'an al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet saw him. وَضَعَتُ يَدِي الْيُسْرَ عَلَىٰ الْيُمْ. He placed the left on top of the right. This is al-wab. What did he do alayhi salatu? He only took his right and placed it on top of the left. Placing. So you are in salah, performing salah. All right. Place. You grab the palm. Or you employ the hadith of Wa'il ibn Hujr, radiyallahu anhu. You place the palm of the right on the back of the palm of the left. The middle of your palm will be on your wrist, and then the rest of your finger will be what? On the side. Placing. Belief. The second form to do that is what? Bil-Aqd.
Do you move?
This is also a part of Al-Qabd. May Allah make it better understood. There is no difference between this and what else around that?
Where we place the arm.
The ulama report, like you mentioned of Sheikh Bakr Adizaid, Sheikh Bakr Ibn Abdullah Abu Zayd, Rahimahullah. He has a book, La Jadida Fi Ahkam. He mentioned 9 opinions about where to place after falling. So where do you keep it? Do you keep it on your chest, on your neck? Where? Lower neck, the chest, below the chest, on top of the womb, just below the navel, under the navel, because all of these can still come with it. Go. The individual can place the palm on the palm. Al-Imam Sufyan al-Thawri has that opinion. Not only Abu Hanifa. Sufyan al-Thawri, وَهِيَ رِوَايَةٌ عَنْ أَحْمَدٍ. It is one of the reports from Imam Ahmad. Under the surah, the navel. So don't laugh at people who do it. There's a hadith on it, but the hadith is very, very weak. The ulama agree that it's a weak thing to do, very weak. So don't do it. Hadith of Abu, the hadith of Ali ibn Abi Talib in Sunan Abi Dawud. It's a weak hadith. Okay. We said the most supported thing is on the chest. Even though that is the ulama has issues they have mentioned regarding that hadith on placing it on the chest. I always tell the ikhwa, when somebody mentions something that is strange to you, you don't start by opposing it. What do you start by doing? Listening attentively. Trying to know where is he coming from. When you understand where he's coming from, you must know where does he differ from you. If you now know what he differs with from you, if it is not something that with which he should differ from you, you will know at that time. Then you would not have been acting based on empty emotions. Somebody can come and say, oh, Sheikh Albani said in Sifat Salat Nabi that it is sahih. Did I tell you that I'm reading Sifat Salat Nabi to you? I didn't tell you that. And is he the only scholar who has spoken on the matter? Okay. You say, Sheikh Al-Bani said the hadith is sahih. Cool? I take you to Imam al-Tirmidhi. Oh. Ibn al-Munzir. He said, rahimahullah, لَمْ يَثْبُتْ أَنِ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ شَيْءٌ فِي مَكَانِ وَضْءِ الْيَدَيْنِ بَعْدَ الْقَبْضِ. He said, there is no hadith that is authentic from the Prophet Muhammad. Ibn al-Munzir, 4th century. You say, Albani, choose one of the two. Okay. Let's go on another journey. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, one of the reports, not the best that supports placing the hands on the chest. The best hadith that supports placing the hands on the chest, al-sadr, is the hadith of Wa'il al-Hujr. That's the best. We come back to it. One of the reports, ulama refer to it as hadith Qabisa. This tabi'i, his name is Qabisa ibn Hulbi al-Ta'i. He said when he saw the Prophet folding his hands, Hul, his father of Ta'im, said he saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam folding the arms and placing it on the chest. This Hul, this Qabisa, majhul. Now, he has to take min ba'dil a'imma. But there's also the issues of the tafarrud. Being alone. This one who is referred to as majhul was alone.
to say that the prophet placed it on the chair. Others who were reliable reporters, they never said the prophet placed it on the chair. But the one who is majhul, he said the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed it on the chair. That is not where I'm going to. Where I'm coming from, where I'm going to is, Al-Imam Ahmad reported this hadith in Musnad Ahmad. And yet he was asked about where do we place our hand. Al-Imam Ibn al-Muflih, or Ibn Muflih, in his book Ash-Sharia, he says, Ankarahu Ahmad. Imam Ahmad used to reject that people place their hands on their chest. And that hadith of Qabita occurs in Musnad Ahmad. Does that mean that Ishtajja bihi Ahmad? Does that mean that Al-Imam Ahmad sees that as an evidence? He does not see that. He was asked, where do we place the hands? Min al-riwayat an Ahmad, khayyar al-musalli. Among the reports from Imam Ahmad is that the person prays should put it anywhere. And he's the one who reported the hadith of Qabita. Yet he said, put your hand anywhere you like. If he considers that hadith sahih, he will not say that. Rahimahullah. He will not say that. So usually when matters come up, don't be unnecessarily emotional. You will not learn like that. You will learn from somebody who has an opinion different from your own. When you listen to him, in fact, for a month, you may not be able to reply to him. You are still finding out about what he has said. People are only lazy to learn it. You must, one of our teachers used to say to us, don't reply to somebody until everything that he has quoted, you go back to him. That was how we learned. Don't say, I refuse to, until you, all those things you are saying, the person said, you go back to where he has picked it from. If you cannot find it, look for it. When you finish, then you can come up. And you'll be speaking based on fact. But to be unnecessarily emotional, you will not be learning anything. And the one who will benefit you will not tell you. Yeah, you say, you are doing that agara to me? Continue. He will close his face and that's all. Because what he has said, you didn't see. So if you want that one from his hand, you must be patient. It does not mean that you will accept it. But at least you will be fair to him. Oh, my brother is erring from this angle. So the next time you meet him, you know what you want to address with him. Al-Albani said it. Al-Albani is not ma'asum, rahimahullah. He's not somebody who does not make errors. Let's go back to the hadith of Wa'il ibn Hujr. That hadith by Wa'il ibn Hujr, they all reported the same thing we have said, that the Messenger of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will place his right hand on the left palm, on the rosy, on the side. This is what all they all report. This hadith was reported from Wa'il by his son Al-Qama. And from Al-Qama, who is Tabi'i, all those who reported it, nobody said that Wa'il said we should place the hand on the chest. Nobody. Al-Qamah's report, no riwayah of Al-Wadh al-Sabr. Ulama say that. Secondly, Asim ibn Kulayf is Tabi or Tabi. His father is Tabi Kulayf. He is the one who reported from Wa'il ibn Hujr. This Asim, Al-Imam Sufyan al-Thawri reported from him, from Asim, along with 20 others, reported from Asim. Asim reported from his father, Kulayb. Kulayb reported from Wa'il ibn Hujr. Asim's report was collected from him by about 20 reporters, including Sufyan al-Thawri, Sufyan ibn Uyayna, Imam Shu'bah ibn al-Hajjaj, and Imam Abu Awana, and others.
20. None of these 20 reported that the prophet would put his hands on the chest, except the one that comes from Sufyan's story. This one that reported from Sufyan's story was collected from Imam Sufyan's story by 15 people. Out of these 15, only one reported the put it on the chest. And that person was called Mu'ammal ibn Ismail. Mu'ammal ibn Ismail. This Mu'ammal ibn Ismail, he is Sayyidul Hib. Wa yarwi al-manakir an al-thiqat. Sayyidul Hib is the person who has a bad memory. Let me say this, a faida for us. You know what led to his having bad memory and reporting weak hadith? He had books where he wrote his hadith. So once he buried them. So now he would report those ahadith from his books. Ordinarily, he's not a sound memorizer, but he wrote it down. You know, absorb to it the source of the hymn. Two ways of preserving information. You either write it down, or you do what? You memorize it. He's not a memorizer. He writes down his report. So he buried those reports. Now, reporting from his mind. Fayyar will manakir. He will now report a hadith that will contradict the report of other authentic reporters. So from Sufyan's story, Mu'ammal ibn Ismail, who is saying him, reported that hadith. He is alone out of 15 others. But this is evidence that he is saying him. It's a bad memorizer. If all the trustworthy reporters, amongst them are Imam Muhammad ibn Yusuf ibn al-Firyad, Waqi ibn al-Jarrah, some say Muhammad ibn Idris, there is there to Ash-Shafi'i. They all report to say, Qutaybah ibn Sa'id. They did not say the Prophet used to put alayhi salatu wasalam his hands on the shoulder, on the chest. They only say he will fold his hands. They didn't say this is where he will put it. A bad reporter now reports that he will put it somewhere. Ulama say this is not from ahadith shaza. It is not. لأن الشاذ يبحث فيه بين الثقات. Reliable memorizers, those are the ones who say, is it shaz or not? Who was saying him? ويخالف الثقات. What is the name of that hadith? Munkar. So others say this hadith is munkar, rejected, strange. Why? Because it contradicts, he is bringing what all others say. He wants all, everybody in the Isnad of this hadith, nobody, no one, except this one. Sheikh Al-Albani himself in Sahih ibn Khuzaymah, his nuskha of Sahih ibn Khuzaymah, he said, Isnaduhu da'if li su'i hifzi Mu'ammal ibn Ismail. This hadith is weak because this Mu'ammal ibn Ismail, he's suing him. So if you take it that Isnadun da'if, it does not mean that the hadith is da'if. Isnaduhu da'if, if you have other asanid, it may make you say that this hadith is munkar, which would mean da'ifun ziddan. Do we get this point? If you say isnaduhu da'if, it's because of that one isnad. But if you bring all other isnad and you see what he committed, you now say, ah, this isnad is beyond da'if. It is worse than da'if. So ulama regard it as munkar. They count it as part of his manakir. Yerul Manak, Alif Tekar. This kind of a hadith, some people cannot say, okay, you can make ijbar with it. Sheikh Al-Albani read Muqaddim of Tamam al-Minna. He said, it is not every kind of a hadith that you can say, oh, gather all the chains of reports to make it one single authentic hadith. He mentioned that in Muqaddim of Tamam al-Minna. In fact, in others amongst his work, he would say the hadith of a person who is saying his lie and jadith, lie and taqawwa.
Somebody who has bad memory. What are you looking for? They said the memory is bad, and he reported the hadith. May Allah protect us. I feel so convenient. I'm more comfortable with that view. People have had it long ago. Imam Tirmidhi mentioned it. He says, "Wal amru fi zalika wafi'." The matter is open. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Husayni, in his own Sifat al-Salat al-Nabi, when he mentioned it, he said, "Put it on your chest." He said, "But the hadith is reported by Ibn Khuzaymah, and it has Mu'ammal ibn Ismail, wa huwa sahihun hid." What is he telling you? That is al-hadith laysa bidhak. So that's why I say, okay, but it is still supported by other things. Okay, before we go to that, al-Imam ibn Khuzaymah in his sahih, people can say, oh, okay, sahahahu ibn Khuzaymah. Ibn Khuzaymah said that the hadith is sahih. Ask them how. Because he placed it in his sahih. So is it every hadith in sahih ibn Khuzaymah that ibn Khuzaymah himself considers sahih? The Sheikh al-Albani said, no, they are not like that. He said, it is not every hadith you find in Sahih ibn Khuzaymah that is Sahih. And he said, the dalil is that sometimes you find him himself, when he quotes the hadith, he will tell you that this hadith is weak. But Muhammad ibn Ismail, ulama know him. So when he brings the isnad, he expects you as a solid in the hadith to know that this hadith I have brought to his voice. Because he expects that all these rijal, these reporters, you know them. I always say, many times people read books that they are not supposed to be reading. Because before you read it, you are supposed to know something. If you read it without knowing those things, the person who authored it expects that you should have known what I'm saying. You begin to raise issues, you saw one opinion somewhere. You didn't know that Otilonye, according to BC, you know, has been your word also. May Allah protect us. So the fact that that hadith is in Sahih ibn Khuzaymah does not mean that the hadith is Sahih. What will tell you that the hadith is sahih? The isnad. And hukum of a'imma al-isnad. That's what we tell you. The same thing, Imam Hakim Mustadrak. Is it every hadith in Mustadrak Hakim that's sahih? Sahih ibn Hibban. Is it every hadith in Sahih ibn Hibban that is sahih? No. Every soluble in the hadith knows these facts. You still have to be asking, Rawahu Hakim. You still be asking, wa ma hukmuhu? Ah, but it still needs mustadrak. Even if it says, وَهُوَ عَلَى شَرْطِ الْبُخَارِي, you still find this statement by Hakim. Should I depend on it? You still find other things. And then you find them saying that, وَوَافَقَهُ الزَّهَبِي. Go. Even that, how many times will Zahabi make muwafaqa? And then you still say, وَلَيْسَ كَمَا قَالَ. And it is not as the two of them have said, it's not his right. And we will hold that it's right. So the mere fact that it calls in Sahih ibn Khuzaymah does not necessarily mean that it is right. But the first thing, those who will give us a good report of this are those who sit down to gather the asanid of this hadith. It happened. One scholar just ruled on a hadith. It's not the Sahih. So, no, it's not Sahih. They now gather all the rules. So at the end of it, they now say, oh, the hukum is this. And Imam Ali ibn Imad, he said, how many hadiths will you see one like this is sahih? But when you start seeing other reports of that hadith, say, this hadith is not sahih. It is sharp. How many hadiths is like that? Many. So I am saying in all of these that yes, to place the hand on the chest is the most supported. Is the most supported of the opinion. The better of all the weak is better than all the weak. That's why Imam Shoka is Asahhu Shay'in fil Bab. Hadith Wahid. The most correct. And we all know too. Asahhu Shay'in fil Bab. La yadullu ala annahu sahih. It's just the best thing you can find. Olu le rizu komi peri egan fese mule. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kujo. gather everything, okay, put it on the chair. You now ask me, what is the impact of that? The impact of that is that if you see somebody doing other than that, that's a situation. You will not be too harsh against him. If you find somebody placing his hands on the on his side, shaddi darling, the anahu yukhalif sunnah. Somebody placed his hand on the side, be firm with him. Afar, put your hand, do like the messenger did, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With Ibn Mas'ud. Carry the hand, put on the chest, put the left gum, the second one. Why? Yukhalifu ma sabata minas sunnah. Or somebody does not fold his hand at all. You do that. But somebody puts it below. If you say that his hadith is sahih, he can say it to your own hadith. You say his phone is da'if in jiddan. He will now ask you, da'if and da'if in jiddan. You umaludihima, you act upon them both. You will not act upon them both. But it has other things, karina or para'in, that you can put together. And this is what Sheikh Al-Albani himself did. He did not rely on one hadith. He brought everything he can find. So make us say that, if we put this on the chest, laysa biba'id. He even gave one wonderful way of making istidlal. Giving evidence. The other person who did that with him was Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen in Sharh al-Munqidh. He said, if you place your hand, the right palm on the left, and then the rook, and then the side, your mind will like to put it on the chest. You feel like, as I have done now, okay. You will not feel, you will not feel, because you will find rest when you do that. This is from the aspect of looking for something to pad it up. Otherwise, you don't need this kind of evidence. The Prophet used to put his hand on the chest, khalaf, hadith was sahih, we move around. But it's not that kind of a statement. It is something that you have to gather things to make up for. So you don't ask something on it as if the hadith is mutafakun alayhi. Or you begin to make inkar, kumamuti. Let me now tell you this. If you watch a Sheikh Ali Jabir praying Qiyamul Layl, most of the time you see him do like this. Or like this. Ali Jabir, go to YouTube. Go and see. You see him, he will be calm. He will not move. His hands will be down. Sometimes you will almost think that he's not folding the hand at all. So placing the hands on the chair is the most supported view of all. But it is not as if it is standing on a some kinds of reports like other things we had mentioned. That is the point there. And they'll say, Sheikh Al-Mani, it's not the end of it. So that we can read more, further reading. Two people have, they are more than two. But I'd like us to refer to two inside amongst them all. What I have said regarding those ahadith about putting the hands on the chest, go back to Al-I'lam. بتخيير المصلي بمكان وضع اليدين بعد تكبيرة الإحرام. Al-I'lam. بتخيير المصلي. Giving information to the people. بتخيير المصلي. That the one who is praying has a choice. بمكان وضع اليدين. Regarding the place where he will put his two palms. بعد تكبيرة الإحرام. After تكبيرة الإحرام. It was written by Sheikh Khalid Al-Shai'i. He's one of the students of Sheikh Muqbil Al-Wadi'i. Sheikh Muqbil Al-Wadi'i wrote the Muqaddimah to this book.
And he said that that opinion is correct. After Sheikh Muqbil al-Wadi, Sheikh Abdul Aziz al-Sadha, he also read the book and affirmed that view. The second book I led us to look at is Ithaf al-Sarra, بمكان الذي توضع عليه اليدان حال القيام في الصلاة. That was written by Sheikh Ismail ibn Muhammad al-Jazair. They are very good books. They both arrived at the same conclusion regarding the hadith of Wa'il, Muhammad ibn Ismail, regarding the hadith of Qabisa, regarding the Mursal of Al-Imam Tawus ibn Kaysan. All of these are the reports of Al-Bani Fusil. And Mursal Tawus Karih. Tawus, Mursiluhu Karih. Imam Tawus, if he reports a hadith saying the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ulama say that Mursal is like breeze, they are tegoni. That is, it's so weak. Sheikh brought it. One of what he brought was an answer from Ali ibn Abi Talib that Allah says, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Pray to your Lord one hour and place your hands on your nahar. And we know there is a difference between a nahar and what? A sadr. But ulama push it, say, okay, it means a sadr. They say, oh, the isnad is daif. Al Imam Bayhaqi reported it, but the isnad is daif. So these are the kinds of things. So still, it is still the one that you can find things to say about. And one of the things you can say about it is that a lot of the muhakkikun, like Al-Hafiz ibn Hajar, like Al-Imam Mubarakpuri, who made Sharh of Tuhfat al-Ahwazi, like Al-Imam Sindi in his Ta'liq on Sunan ibn Majah, like others too, Sheikh Abdul Karim ibn Abdullah al-Khudayn in his book, Sifatu Salatin Nabi, and others. They go ahead and say, no, it is on the subject, and they quote this hadith, they leave it like that. With the same meaning, say, if you gather all these things, you can find something to say. The implication of that opinion that is that you will not be unnecessary stain against someone who does not do that. You will not be terrible. May Allah protect us. So now our hands are on our chest. The rest of the time will be sufficient to discuss the next issue we like to discuss. Let me stand today. And that is the issue of where looking around in Salah. Some of the people in Salah, they look up and see, even in Mecca, especially during Taraweeh, when they make kunut, Allahumma hadina fi man hadithi amin. Haram. When they say that, they look up. Ulama say it's haram. Looking into the sky while you are in Salah. It's haram. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in hadith reported by Jabir ibn Samra, others reported it too, like Anas ibn Malik, like Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, they all reported this hadith. That the Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he came into the masjid, he saw some people praying, raising their heads into the sky. And he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, La yantahiyanna aqwam. La yantahiyanna aqwam. Some people should stop it too. They'd rather stop it. Some people. And then he described those people. Who are they? Yarfa'una abusarahum ila sama'i fi salah. La yantahiyanna aqwam. Some people who raise their heads. People who raise their heads in the sky, looking at abusarahum. They raise their sight into the sky, in salah, la yantahiyanna, they better stop it, or la yarji'u ilayhi, or that tithe will not return back to them. May Allah protect us. And the report of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, also a Sahih Muslim, he says, أَوْ لَتُخْتَفَنَّ أَبْصَارُهُمْ, or their eyes will be plucked away. Who are those? الَّذِينَ يَرْفَعُونَ أَبْصَارَهُمْ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فِي الصَّلَاةِ, those who raise their sight into the sky in salah. أَكِيبُوا كَلُرِيَوْا كَمَا وُرِيَوْا وُكِي أَتَوْكُوا يَسُوْمِينَ وُكِي. The Yorubas will say, you are my jawo jawo. You are in salah before Rabbul Alam. Be calm, look downward. You will not do that if you stand before President Buhari. Will you do that? Somebody is in front of the president. The president is looking. He's looking at the fittings of Asurok. Will he do that? He wouldn't. No matter how attractive those fittings may be. We'll come back to it. So when you perform the salah, don't look into the sky, it is haram. Ulama say it is haram. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen and others long before him, they said that. So, فَإِذَا صَلَّيْتُ, in another hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَإِذَا صَلَّيْتُ, so when you perform your salah, فَلَا تَلْتَفِتُ, don't make it itifat. Al-Sifat, Al-Imam ibn Rajab ibn al-Hambali in his Fath, he explained what does Al-Iltifat mean in Salah. Al-Sifat, turning away. He says there are two forms of Al-Sifat. The Al-Sifat, turning away. This hadith, in it the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَإِذَا صَلَّيْتُمْ فَلَا تَلْتَفِتُوا تَبَنْكِرُوا. إِمَنُوا رَعَرَعَ, don't look away in salah. So what is iltifat? Ulama say looking away, iltifat in salah has two meanings. An iltifat bil qalb, someone looks away with his mind. So even salah is thinking about a football match. It is iltifat. Salah taltafitu. فَإِذَا صَلَّيْتُ, when you perform your salah, فَلَا تَلْتَفِتُوا, don't look away. He says, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ, because certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يَنْصِبُ وَجْهَهُ لِوَجْهِ عَبْدِهِ فِي صَلَاتِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يَنْصِبُ وَجْهَهُ لِوَجْهِ عَبْدِهِ فِي صَلَاتِهِ. When that servant is in his salah, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ, certainly Allah, يَنْكِبُ وَجْهَهُ, he directs his face, لِوَجْهِ عَبْدِهِ, in the face of his servant, when that servant is in salah. So when you say, Allahu Akbar, Allah, you are face to face with him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Must you look away? The problem with the people is da'aful iman. If they know that when they make takbiratul ihram, Allahu Akbar, they are looking in the direction of Allah. And that's why he said in another hadith, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, salli salata muwaddi'i. When you perform salah, salli salata muwaddi'i. Perform the salah of a person saying bye-bye. If a person is to pass away now, I have performed two rakats of nafi. How will he concentrate in that salah? So he said, alayhi salatu, perform this salah as if you will not pray another one. Alayhi salatu wa salam. He says, ka'annaka tara. Perform that salah as if you have seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fa'in kunta la taran. But if you do not see him in this dunya with these eyes on your head, fa'innahu yarak. Allah is looking at you, he sees you. So should you turn away? Malakum? What's wrong with us? Should we turn away in our mind or in our sight? That is the second form of iltifat. Iltifat with the body is mailun ra'a.
Maylul unuk, turning the neck. So somebody is in salah. And then he turns his neck away. Iltifat. Or he turns his shoulder away. Iltifat. Ulama says he turns his shoulder away to the extent that we can say he's no more facing the Qibla. Basfalat salah to him. The salah becomes what? Bafila. If it is the neck, he turns away. You say it does not dictate the salah. Once you can say the direction he is now facing has changed, it's like somebody who dictates his wudu during salah. The salah becomes done because istiqbal al-qibla is ruknun min arkan. Just like at-tahar. So it's like somebody who vitiates his wudu. The salah will just break up. He starts again. So iltifat has two forms. Al-batinu wa zahir. The one inside you, don't make iltifat. Fa'idha sallaytum. Fala saltafitu. When you perform your salah, don't turn your face away. Fa'inna Allah yansibu wajhahu liwajhi abdihi fi salatihi. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directs his face, Zul Jalali wal Ikram, in your direction where you are in salah. So don't throw your face away. Don't look away in salah. That hadith we read, that salli salata muwajjirin, according to Musnad Imam Ahmad, it's also reported by Imam Ibn Majah in his Sunnah, and it's an authentic hadith. But the hadith فَإِذَا صَلَّيْتُمْ فَلَا تَلْتَفِتُوا. When you perform your salah, don't make iltifat. Iltifat, turning your head or turning your shoulder away. Don't do it in salah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at you. مَا لَمْ يَلْتَفِتْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَنْصِبُ وَجْهَهُ لِوَجْهِ عَبْدِهِ فِي صَلَاتِهِ مَا لَمْ. As long as you don't make iltifat. So once you make iltifat, what happens? May Allah protect us. So don't make iltifat in salah. That hadith occurs in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. Al-Imam Ibn Khuzaymah also reported the hadith. So don't make iltifat in salah. No looking up in salah. No looking around in salah. You look calm, downward. One of the Salah Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salim Bazmud, he has a sharh of Tibat Salat al-Nabi. The way he describes how we should look, where to look, is up. So I'd like to read it to us briefly before we stop this class, inshallah. We have a few minutes. He says, Hafizahullah is still alive. It says, وَالَّذِي يَظْهَى. What appears, the obvious thing is that أَنَّ الْمُسَلِّي يَكُونُ فِي صَلَاتِهِ عَلَى هَيْئَةِ الْخُشُوءِ وَالْخُضُوعِ. The person performing salah, يَكُونُ فِي صَلَاتِهِ, he will be or he should be while performing that salah, عَلَى هَيْئَةِ الْخُشُوءِ, fearful consciousness of Allah. والخضوع, and lowering yourself before him. You're fearfully conscious of him, you lower yourself before him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Hafizahullah, mutaati'an ra'asahu, mutaati'an, that is having his head looking downwards. Yani, that is haniyan hani. حانياً رأسه, bringing his head down. رامياً بصره, directing his sight. في أغلب صلاته. So he will be حاني الرأس, رامي البصر. في أغلب صلاته, in the most part of his salah. That is how it should be. Where more we have to do the heat. That is, his head should be down and his sight in most part of his salah should be in the place where he will make a sajda. You will say, why did he say in most part of the salah? We'll come back to that. He said, mustakbilan biwajhihi shatra al-masjid al-haram. He must make sure that his face is in the direction of Masjid al-Haram, Qibla. وَلَا يُمْنَعْ أَنْ يَرْفَعَ بَصَرَهُ أَحْيَانًا. He is not prohibited from raising his sight, not his head. His sight, he says, should be looking downwards. So, he can look upwards. He can look sideways. He can look less and continue in salah. All these are allowed in salah. The eye can look direct, can look left. The eye, not the face. The eye can look right, left, up, not necessarily on the ground. Sometimes in salah. When are those times that he can do that? لِيَرَى حَالَ الْإِمَامِ. So that he can see what is my imam doing. Bara bin Azib reported that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he stands up from ruku and he's going on sujood, they will remain standing until the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam places his head on the ground. You know the question here? You know the question here regarding our issue? How did they see it? They said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he reads in the afternoon non-loud prayer, reading prayer, he reads so surah. He said, how do you know? They asked him, the companions, how do you know that? He said, we look at his cheek. When you are looking at his cheek, you are not looking at that place where you make a... So it is allowed to look at your imam. It is not counted as from what? Iltifat. Because you are using the eye, not your face. It says, لِيَرَ حَالَ الْإِمَامِ أَوْ لِيَنْظُرَ إِلَى حَالِ الْمَأْمُومِينَ فِي الصُّفُوفِ أَمَامَهُ لِيَأْتَمَّ بِهِمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِ. Oh, it's at the back. He is looking at those performing salah in the front row. He is not hearing the imam. If they perform salah to the Jum'ah here in this masjid, the sufuf can roll up to that junction there. What do you call it? That has a market. Okay. So when it gets there, and then the PXTN or whatever name they call them, they turn off the mic. And we're on the second rak'ah. Nobody can quickly go and put it on and come back. Salatul Jum'ah. How will those people far away perform their salah? They will be looking at those in front of them. That time they are looking at those in front of them. They are not looking at their mode of sujood. That's allowed in salah. لِيُتَابِ أَصَلَاتَ الْإِمَامِ. So he's looking at the sufuf. And those at the sufuf are those he's looking at to follow the imam. So when they bow, he bows. When they stand up, he's standing up. At those times, he will not be looking at the place of a sajda. So at those times, it is allowed for the individual to look at with his eyes and not turn his face away so that Allah does not turn his face away from him. May Allah protect us. I think it will suffice that we stop here today, inshallah. The next thing for us is alif, iftitah, starting the salah. What do we read after saying Allahu Akbar? We fold our arms, our hands, and place them on the chest, and then we are not looking around. Al-Abdu Zali, the servant that is submissive to his Lord. We make khushu. No iltifat of the mind, no physical iltifat. any color. What do we start with?
Inshallah, we'll do that in our next class. We may not be able to go through all the ad-ayat in istiftah because there are many. We'll just try to pick 1, 2, 3 so that we read them. People follow. If they listen to it, they may learn it from there. And then we proceed. After that, we'll discuss al-istiaza and then al-basmala or surah al-fatiha, depending on how much time we will have. I hope it will suffice that we stop today, inshallah. I hope that the matters are clear, inshallah. In areas where we have issues, we can ask them, inshallah. Alaykum as-salam. It's facing the Qibla, part of the arkan of the Zakalakana, or part of Shurut, it's part of the Shurut. There are those who believe that it's part of arkan, like the Hanafiya. They believe that it's part of the arkan. But facing the Qibla in itself is not part of Salah. Because Salah starts with Tadbir, it ends with Tasleem. That is Salah. Anything in between is Salah. So it means anything outside it is not Salah. And Istiqbal al-Qibla is not inside the Tadbir and the Tasleem. Allahu Akbar. I mean, alaykum salam, alayhim. Don't be confused, ask me. It's wrong. We mentioned it at the beginning that it is wrong. You say Takbir, Allahu Akbar, they first of all drop the hands. Ulama, some of them say it is bid'ah. No dalil, la dalil alay. And in ibadah, what does not have dalil? What do you call it? Or what do you call it? So after you say Allahu Akbar, what do you do? You don't drop it first. After Allahu Akbar, what do you do? Fully. Alaykum salam. Now, Bismillah. Now. Somebody performing kafir behind the resident imam will pray his salah full, 4 rak'ah. Full. Alaykum salam.
The imam was facing the other and we know that the Qibla is straightforward. And somebody said, according to the hadith that you and imam is telling us,
if the direction the imam is facing is also in the direction of Qibla, all of you should follow him. If that is diagonal. Some people, they like to turn left. When you can't pay LL, I'm not yet. It's not in Islam. أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة الصلاة. كني واني واني نو كيلا وقالا كنو بل كنو واني واني كنو توبا من تو صغب نداكني سوغا واني واني not in Islam كيلا وقالا أنتي با أنتي أدين با مغانا صلا با أتكي صلا أنتي manzo Allah yace malamai sun ce kace malam fulan fulan yace amma sun ce an ce cikin sallah I must be balanced. I still have harara of Kaduna. I just came out from Kaduna. I
when I discuss with my in-laws things sometimes. Nice in-law. Alhamdulillah. Now, I mean one. What's what? The ways to identify Qibla. We have discussed all these issues long ago. Wajjartula, you are. Imam Uzum, he said it, a class is not repeated. Don't repeat class. We discussed Qibla, anything with Qibla. We've thrown it behind the Qibla. We are on Salah now. Salah to Gaga. Alaykum Salaam. Now, about balance. No, I had spoken a lot of Yoruba, I didn't translate. And what I said in Hausa, I had said it in Yoruba. What I said in Yoruba is what I said in Hausa. I'm still learning it anyway. Mala Albani used to fight me that I can't preach in Hausa before he died. Yes, there are brothers here who know what I'm saying. He said, Mala Abu Nasir, up till now, you can't preach in Hausa. Before he died, there are brothers who were there when he said it. So, I my Hausa should be better than his. Allahu Akbar. When what? Somewhere, ulama say it is bid'ah. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al Uthaymeen said it, rahimahullah. He has a book, Sifatu Salatin Nabi. Let's look for it. It was gathered for him. His comments about matters on Salat, he gathered it and arranged. It's even been translated into English. I reviewed the translation. It is published in England. I have not seen a copy. Very soon, I'm sure we'll get it. Sifatu Salatin Nabi, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al Uthaymeen. Abu Fatima, you have a copy? Abu Fatima, is he here? Who has a copy? You have. You have to, Mark. It's a nice book. Very nice. And he's to snooze with. And you bring proof. As he mentioned, say hadith. Rahimahullah. You said we have four ways we should place our hands in salah, but two are divided into two. Is it sahih? No, it's sahih. The four ways are divided into two. The two ways is either al-wadu or what? Al-akhd. So it's either what of al-kaf al-kaf or what al-kaf al-kaf wal-rub wal-sa'i was placed on it. The second branch, al-akhz, akhz al-kaf bil-kaf or akhz al-kaf والرسل والصائد بالكف. This was reported of Abu Bakr in Siddiq. We read the Asar in the last class. I think it will suffice to stop here, inshallah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. آمين.